So, one more short one, and then you will do the RT. If with your, Rupa Nugadas, I would like you to lead the kirtan for RT. What's that? No, she's doing Nisringa. Thank you. I have not heard you for 12 years or more. So, towards the end of Krishna book, what I've done is I've taken the whole Krishna book and broken it out into sub-chapters. Because in one chapter there could be three different things. So, towards the end, in the final chapter, there's this nice section called Five Particular Excellences of Lord Krishna. Cinco. So let's hear it as Prabhupada has written. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Shukadeva Goswami has concluded the 90th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by pointing out five particular excellences of Lord Krishna. The first excellence is that before Lord Krishna's appearance in what family? Yadu family. The river Ganges was known as the purest of all things. Even impure things could be purified simply by touching the water of the Ganges. This super excellent power of the Ganges water was due to its having emanated from the toe of Lord Vishnu. But when Lord Krishna, the Supreme Vishnu, see, that's re-emphasizing what I just said. Even Bhishma Dev on his deathbed said, Adi Narayan. He said, this Krishna here, he's talking to Yudhisthira and Arjuna on his deathbed. And Krishna was there. And Bhishma said, this Krishna is Adi Narayan. He is the original Narayan. Same idea. Okay. Appeared in the family of the Yadu dynasty. Krishna traveled personally throughout the kingdom of the Yadus. And by Krishna's intimate association with the Yadu dynasty, the whole family not only became very famous, but also became more effective in purifying others than the water of the Ganges. So that Yadu dynasty, Krishna had only how many wives? And with each wife he had how many sons? 10. How many daughters with each wife? 8. He had one daughter with each wife, 10 sons with each wife, and each of those sons had 10 sons. Big joint family. That's the other dynasty. So, Krishna's family, and that's significant because when it's time for Krishna to go back to Godhead, he can't leave his family on earth. Because if Krishna had left and left his family, they would have gone mad. And in their madness, they would have destroyed the whole universe. Because they would have missed Krishna, they would go crazy, and they would cause the biggest disturbance. Which is why Krishna came in the first place. Mother Earth said, I'm disturbed by all the demons. So even though the battle of Kurukshetra was finished, and all the demons were destroyed by the end, by the battle of, they were the last ones. The Kuru dynasty, that was the last bunch of demons, headed by Duryodhana, my favorite. Yes. So Krishna was thinking that if I leave this planet, I leave behind my family, they will become a greater burden. So he had to take care of them first. And they were all powerful. Nobody could defeat the Yadu dynasty. They had to defeat themselves. Moshe Lalila. And not only did they defeat themselves, they even attacked Krishna and Balaram. Can you imagine your children attacking you? Never, right? You can't even think such a thing. But that's exactly what happened. Because they became intoxicated. And they didn't recognize each other. And in that fury, they started to attack Krishna and Balaram. Next excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that although apparently Krishna gave protection to the devotees and annihilated the demons, both the devotees and the demons achieved the same result. Lord Krishna is the bestower of five kinds of liberation. And liberation was also given to demons like Kamsa. But the gopis were given the topmost liberation, their individuality to enjoy the company of Lord Krishna. Yes, the demons and devotees got liberated, but the kind of liberation is different. Just like the first demon. Who was the first demon Krishna killed? Putana. She also got to be a resident in the spiritual world and gets to be like Mother Yashoda. But she's definitely not in the same category. So the demons that Krishna killed got liberation, yes, but not the same liberation as the Pandavas, Uddhava, the gopis. The third excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma, Indra, and Chanda, remained always engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, even though Lord Krishna gave more preference to the gopis. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, tried her best to be on an equal level with the gopis, but she was not successful. Case in point, she tried to enter the rasa dance. But when she tried to enter, she entered as Lakshmi. Krishna does not dance rasa lila with Lakshmi. Krishna dances rasa lila with gopis. So even though Lakshmi tried to enter, no. If you want to enter the rasa dance, you have to take birth in the womb of a gopi, and from birth you're trained how to serve Krishna. Nevertheless, Lakshmiji remained faithful to Krishna, although generally Lakshmiji does not remain at one place. What's her name? Chanchala, yes. Very fickle. We all know. One day you're rich, next day you're a homeless beggar. That's the way fate is. Not you. In general, people. They've written hundreds of songs about it. I'm riding high in April, shot down in May. That's one of their mantras. So Lakshmi remained faithful to Krishna despite the fact that he gave more preference to the gopis. This means that Krishna's all attractive. The fourth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance concerns the glories of Krishna's name. It is stated in the Vedic literature, by chanting the different names of Lord Vishnu 1,000 times, one may be bestowed with the same benefit as chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. Can we all say that? And by chanting the holy name of Krishna, wait. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, hello, everybody, by chanting the name of Krishna, come on. chanting the name of Krishna, only once one receives the same benefit as thrice chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. So, 1,000 names of Vishnu equals, this is your math class. Okay? 1,000 names of Vishnu, one Ram. 3 Rams equal one. Thank you. So if you remember that, you'll get an A+ in your Krishna Loka math class. That's the only thing you got to know. In other words, of all the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including Vishnu and Rama, the holy name of Krishna is the most powerful. The Vedic literature therefore specifically stresses the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So who introduced this chanting in the age of Kali? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this chanting in this age, thus making liberation more easily obtainable than in other ages. In other words, Lord Krishna is more excellent than his other incarnations, although all of them are equally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's kind of like, Krishna is more excellent, but they're all equal. That does not make sense. If I go to one of your schools and I tell the teacher this, the teacher will say, are you ignorant or something? But this is spiritual. It's not material. In the material world, that doesn't exist. But on the spiritual world, yes. Just like Krishna is perfect in Mathura, more perfect in Dwaraka, and most perfect in Vrindavan. Perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Try that. Do an essay on that. See how far it goes. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't think your teacher will appreciate it. Unless that teacher is a devotee. If it was me, you'd get A++. Okay. The fifth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance is that Krishna established the most excellent of all religious principles by his one statement in the Bhagavad Gita Kamlesh, which is that simply by surrendering unto Krishna, one can discharge all the principles of religious rites. Isn't that nice? Prabhupada knows his Gita. Sarvadhamman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papevyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. There are, in the Vedic literature, 20 kinds of religious principles, and each of them is described in different shastras. But Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen conditioned souls of this age that Krishna personally appeared and asked everyone to give up all kinds of religious rites and simply surrender unto him. It is said that in this age of Kali, it is devoid, 3/4 devoid of religious principles. Hardly 1/4 of the principles of religion are still observed in this age. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, the vacancy of Kali Yuga has not only been completely filled, but the religious process has been made so easy that simply by rendering transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can achieve the highest result of religion, namely being transferred to the highest planet in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. That word go means cows. The planet of transcendental cows. One can thus immediately estimate the benefit of Lord Krishna's appearance and understand that Krishna's giving relief to the people of the world by his appearance was not at all extraordinary. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.